You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And there is one work that transcends space and time, and that is the glorification of Jesus.
请注意今天在教会里面强调圣灵的时候常常有一点偏差。
And I truly feel that the church today, when they want to emphasize the teachings on the Holy Spirit,
我们一讲到圣灵,
sometimes we go astray.
我们过分强调个人的经历。
We overemphasize the personal aspects of the experiencing of the Holy Spirit.
我们也过分强调有经历的人。
And we overly emphasize the persons who have had such experiences.
我们不可否认圣灵在弟兄姊妹身上的工作。
Of course, we are not denying the work of the Holy Spirit among individuals.
但是弟兄姊妹让我们牢牢地记得圣灵只有一个目的就是高举荣耀耶稣基督。
But let us remember that the Holy Spirit's top priority is to uplift Jesus and to glorify him.
换句话说,圣灵在我们中间做一个联络的工作,把我们的思想, 把我们的生命, 把我们所有的侍奉朝向耶稣基督。
So seemingly, the Holy Spirit is doing a job of coordination to coordinate our thoughts, our minds, our actions towards Jesus Christ.
如果今天我们听见一个人说他有圣灵在他身上,
if today we hear a person saying, I have the Holy Spirit on me,
如果我们感觉到他的影像超过耶稣基督的影像, 他的荣耀超过耶稣基督的荣耀, 我个人怀疑到底是不是真正的圣灵在他的身上有工作。
If we feel that his testimony overshadows the position of Jesus Christ and that his glory surpasses the glory of Jesus Christ, I personally will place a question mark on this person.
我曾经说过约翰福音的作者约翰他在写约翰福音的时候他是非常的细心选择他所要用的材料和内容。
I've shared with you before, the author of the Gospel of John researched very carefully and selected material to be put into the book.
不止内容,他很小心,
not only was he very concerned with content, he was also very concerned with actual individual uses of words.
98
times the word belief appeared.
我实实在在地告诉你, 这句话用了25次。
Truly, truly, I say to you, this phrase appeared 25 times.
荣耀这个词, 约翰用了34次, 如果把荣光两次加进去, 一共36次。
If you look up the words glory or the light of glory, you will find appeared 36 times.
约翰用在约翰福音里面提到荣耀的时候，有他特别和其他的作者不同的含义。
And when John used the word glory, he had a special connotation which is different from the other Gospels.
今天没有时间详细地讲。
There's not enough time to go into details.
我们很熟悉的那节圣经约翰福音12章24节，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就不能结出许多的籽粒。在那节的前后，我们看见约翰用荣耀是指着耶稣的十字架说的。
For example, in chapter 12, when we read the passage that Jesus said, grain has to die, and John used glory in that context, it was actually pointing to the crucifixion and death of Jesus.
在约翰福音21章，耶稣预言彼得有一天要死。
And in chapter 21, when Jesus prophesied that Peter one day will be martyred,
他说他要死，要荣耀耶稣基督。
He mentioned that his death will bring glory to Jesus.
所以换句话说，在约翰福音里面，把耶稣基督的死和荣耀连在一起。
So we see in John, the glory of Jesus was associated with his death or suffering.
圣灵怎么荣耀基督呢?
So how does the Holy Spirit glorify Jesus?
圣灵使我们认识经历耶稣基督十字架的大爱。
And that is the Holy Spirit will lead us to experience the great love of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们的经历,我们的感受是很重要的。
Yes, brothers and sisters, our experience is very important.
但是不要忘记圣灵在我们的身上使我们与耶稣基督的十字架连在一起。
But let us not forget that the work of the Holy Spirit is to associate our experience with the cross of Jesus.
我们越与圣灵有亲密的来往，我们越能够体会十字架的意义是什么。
And the closer we come to know the work of the Holy Spirit, the closer we experience the work of the cross.
在其他的地方，在约翰福音里面提醒我们，荣耀和耶稣的复活连在一起。
And in other places in John, the glory of Jesus was associated with the resurrection.
荣耀基督就是高举耶稣基督的复活。
To glorify Christ means to glorify His resurrection.
但是今天我要再跟大家思想另外一方面。
But I would like to go in another avenue.
在约翰福音17章，我们知道是耶稣基督祷告与门徒分离以前祷告的一个很重要的一章圣经。
In chapter 17 of John, we know it's a very important prayer that Jesus uttered for the disciples.
约翰福音17章22节，约翰从另外一个角度来看荣耀。
In verse 22 of this chapter, John gave us a different insight into glory.
什么荣耀呢?
What kind of glory?
那个荣耀是指说耶稣基督的身体合一的见证所说的。
And that is the witness of the unity in Jesus' body.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见地上的教会。
Yet today, when we look at the church on earth,
有许许多多高举圣灵，所谓高举圣灵的教会。
There are a lot of churches that uplift the work of the Holy Spirit.
带出许多不合一的见证。
Yet when they do so, they bring forth this harmony and this unity.
今天有人在说圣灵。
Some today emphasize the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
We have the Spirit.
我们有圣灵的工作。
We have the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是却带出一个分裂的现象。
And yet what they brought forth was the splitting of the church.
弟兄姊妹，让我们牢牢地记住，圣灵来了是要带合一。 带到今天耶稣基督的身体里面。
Let us remember that the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring forth unity.
以弗所书4章2节3节告诉我们说，圣灵赐给我们合而为一的心。
In Ephesians chapter 2, also chapter 4, we were also told that the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring forth a witness of unity.
什么时候我们在分裂耶稣基督的身体？ 什么时候？ 我们就在圣灵工作的外面。
And whenever we are splitting the body of Christ, we are outside the work of the Holy Spirit.
求主今天圣灵在我们中间充满我们这个教会，充满我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Indeed, we pray that the Holy Spirit will fill each one of us here.
因为他来要荣耀耶稣基督，要高举耶稣基督。
Because the Holy Spirit comes to uplift Jesus and to glorify Him.
第二方面，
secondly,
耶稣在这里提醒我们说，圣灵来了要引导信徒明白一切的真理。Secondly,
the major work of the Holy Spirit is to bring us into understanding of the truth.
如果各位有兴趣把约翰福音第1章到21章看完的时候，我们会发现一个很奇妙的事实。If
you read through John, all 21 chapters, you will find an amazing truth.
好几次约翰把神的话和神的灵放在一起。
A lot of times, John has put the Word of God with the Spirit of God together.
很多时候我们看见神的灵在那里工作，是透过神的话语。
And a lot of times, we see that when the Spirit works, it works through the Word of God.
我们举一个例子。
I will give you an example.
请各位看约翰福音第3章34节。
You can turn to chapter 3, John.
这节圣经多年来成为我一个很重要的座右铭。
Verse 34, this is an important phrase for me.
常常我回到这节圣经来提醒我自己。
A lot of times I use this verse to remind myself.
检讨我自己。
And to examine my work.
我是不是神所差来的工人?
Am I a person sent by God?
不管弟兄姊妹怎么看我。
No matter how you view me.
甚至不管我自己怎么看我。
And in fact, sometimes it doesn't matter how I view myself.
我常常说主的话怎么看我?
How does the Word of God examine me?
人怎么的批评固然能够帮助我们。
The criticisms of men can help us.
但是我们看主的话怎么说。
But what does the Word of God say?
神所差来的就说神的话, 因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量。
For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, to him God gives the Spirit without limit.
神的话和圣灵放在一起。
The word of God is placed together with the Spirit of God.
有神的话就有圣灵, 有圣灵就带我们进入神的话。
One who has the words of God has the Spirit. One who has the Spirit has the truth in God's words.
我常常记得王牧师提醒我们说，不要忘记了，弟兄姊妹，我们这个教会是圣经教会。
And I'm very thankful that Pastor Wong has reminded us again and again that our church is a Bible church.
但是我们也不可忽略，圣经的教会若没有圣灵，这个圣经的教会恐怕空有其壳。
But I want to emphasize that not only do we have the Bible, we also should have the Holy Spirit so that this does not become an empty shell.
在约翰福音里面多次提到神的话和神的灵的关系。
And there are other verses here that speaks of the relationship between the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
什么叫做圣灵引导信徒明白一切的真理呢？
What does it mean that the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth?
浅白地说，圣灵使人爱读圣经。
To put it very simple terms, the Holy Spirit leads us to love to read the Word of God.
圣灵使人明白圣经。
And the Holy Spirit helps men to understand the Bible.
我们鼓励人读圣经。
Yes, we encourage people to read the Bible.
基督徒非基督徒。
For Christians and non-Christians.
鼓励基督徒多读经，鼓励非基督徒多看圣经。
And we ask the believers to study the Bible, and for the non-believers to read the Bible.
但有一样事情，我们要小心，我们要注意。
But let us be aware of a certain thing.
我们读圣经不是靠我们的思想、我们的逻辑来明白圣经。
We read the Bible and understand the Bible not by our own logic.
许许多多弟兄姊妹做这样的见证。
So many brothers and sisters have given this testimony.
我在信主以前读圣经。
Before I became a Christian, when I read the Bible,
但是我一信了主以后，圣经好像变。
I get a certain feeling, but when I become a Christian and I read the Bible again, the feeling is completely different.
我发现圣经好像整个亮了，整个不同了。
Suddenly, I see this light in the Bible.
因为圣灵帮助我们明白这些话语。
And that's due to the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是浅白的来说。
And this is, of course, on very simple terms.
但是我们特别注意在这个地方耶稣怎么说这一句话呢？
But how did Jesus phrase this statement?
在我们中文圣经说他要来引导我们明白，那明白小子说进入一切的真理。
For example, when Jesus says for us to understand, in the Chinese version, there are small words that says it could also be translated by entering into truth.
弟兄姊妹请注意一件事情。
Please be aware of one thing.
圣灵来不是先带我们明白然后进入。
The Holy Spirit does not come to lead us to understand and then to enter into truth.
我们常常这样说。
A lot of times we say that.
我们要多读经。
We should study the Bible.
然后明白圣经。
Then we will understand the Bible.
然后去行道，把圣经运用在我们的生活里面。
And then we should try to apply the word of God into our daily living.
这话是对的。
This statement is correct.
但是耶稣在这里不是这样说。
But Jesus did not say this.
圣灵来要使我们明白真理。
The Holy Spirit comes to help us understand the truth.
在原文这个明白有进入的意思。
But in the original word, understand connotates entering.
所以换句话说，在这节圣经给我们看明白和进入是一件事情。
In other words, for us to understand the truth and to enter into truth is the same thing.
但是重点不一样。
But the emphasis is different.
明白圣经，明白真理是真理进到我里面。
To understand truth means the truth enters into our heart.
我们要明白真理。
For us to understand truth.
真理在我们里面打开，哎呀，我们就明白。
When the truth is open within our hearts, then we understand.
但是进入真理是我进到真理的里面。
But for us to enter into truth is the other way around.
但是这样解释还不能把耶稣那个意思讲得很清楚。
But still, perhaps this explanation is not sufficient to show you what Jesus meant.
换句话说，耶稣在这里提醒我们说，圣灵来要做一件工作。
In other words, Jesus is really saying that the work of the Holy Spirit is.
我们怎么样能够真正明白真理呢？
And that is how can we truly understand truth.
真正我们进入真理或者实行真理的时候，那个真理才是我们所明白的真理。
And that is the truth that we are actually living out.It's the only truth that we really understand.
所以耶稣说的明白不是指头脑而说的。
In other words, the understanding that Jesus was referring to does not point to just logical understanding.
如果单单指头脑明白，他不需要在这里小字说，明白又有一个意思是进入。
Because if it were not so, we did not need this extra explanation.
所以求主今天帮助我们，让圣灵在我们中间做一个工作，使我们真正进入主的话里面去。So
let us pray that the Holy Spirit will work among us so that we will indeed enter into the Word of God.
进入什么真理呢？
What kind of truth?
圣经告诉我们说，进入一切的真理。
Scripture says all truth.
不是一部分的真理。
It's not just partial truths.
不是你喜欢的真理。
Not the truths that you like in particular.
不是我比较会讲的真理。
It's not the truth that I am a little bit more gifted in preaching on.
不是一个特别的真理。
It's not a special body of truth.
主耶稣提醒我们说，圣灵来了，不是片段的，让我们进入真理，乃是进入一切完整的神的启示。
It says here that the Holy Spirit comes will guide you into all truth.
我们要小心。
Let us be careful.
我们人常常是有偏见。
Because we have our special viewpoints.
我们人常常是不平衡的。
We are usually unbalanced.
我们喜欢抓住神是爱的那一面。
For example, we like to overemphasize that God is love.
忽略了神是信实的，神是公义的，神是绝对的。
And so sometimes we overlook the importance of the righteousness of God, the faithfulness of God.
圣灵来了，不会让我们落在极端。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to save us from being extremists.
圣灵来了，帮助我们胜过以偏概全的那样的一个光景。
The Holy Spirit wants us to teach us not to overemphasize certain aspects.
圣灵来第二个工作。 与圣经有密切的关系。
So we see the second job of the Holy Spirit is closely related to the scriptures.
第8节到第11节提到圣灵第三方面做的工作。
In verses 8 through 11, we see the third aspect of the work of the Spirit.
这几节的圣经对我个人来讲有两方面的应用。
For me personally, there are two applications from this passage.
一方面是指到传福音说的。
On the one hand, it talks about evangelism.
一方面是指说基督徒要过圣洁的生活而说的。
On the other hand, it's also applicable to our daily sanctification.
圣灵来使人自责。
The Holy Spirit came to convict the world of sin.
英文圣经有convict这个字。
In the English, we use the word convict.
圣灵使我们有一个很强烈的信念。
So that the Holy Spirit came to put this strong feeling within us.
让我们真正的。 认识我们自己，
so that we truly know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在不懂得认识我们自己。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we do not truly understand or know ourselves.
但是一个人若活在圣灵的里面，
but if one is truly living in the Holy Spirit,
最近几个礼拜，每一天早上起来，我操练一件事情。
For the past few weeks, when I get up in the morning, I try to discipline myself to do one thing.
在跟师母说早安之前。
That is, before I say good morning to my wife,
我先跟主有一段简单的一个祷告。I
first start the day with a short prayer to God.
我说主啊，
I say, Lord,
谢谢你给我新的一天。Thank
you for this new day.
让我这一天与你有非常密切的结连。Let
me have this close relationship with you today.
照着你的计划。According
to your plan,
今天塑造我成为你要我塑造的样子。
Mold me more in the mold that you have for me.
我说主啊，我进步的慢没有关系。进步的慢。
It doesn't matter if I only progress slowly.
但是主啊，让我有进步。But
let me progress.
我知道这是圣灵的工作，不是人个人能够做到。I
know that this is not something that I can accomplish on my own, but it's the work of the Spirit.
因为圣灵可以借着圣经成为一面镜子来照我们。
Because the Holy Spirit can use the Word of God to act as a mirror,
使我们过更圣洁的生活,
to teach us to lead a more holy life.
弟兄姊妹, 让我们在主的面前, 心灵里面更脆弱。
Let us be a little more tender in our hearts.
很多时候我们在美国越做, 越过生活, 我们心里面越刚硬越麻木。
Sometimes when we spend a lot of time in the States, we find that our hearts are hardened.
最近我常常求主把更多的眼泪给我。
In the recent past, I'm asking God to give me more tears.
因为我不完全，所以我需要更多的眼泪在主的面前来对付自己。
Since I am imperfect, I need more tears to shed before God when He deals with me.
今天在我们四周还有许多还没有信主的，求主给我眼泪，关心他们。
There's still so many unsaved around us. Lord, give me tears so that I have a burning heart for them.
我承认我过去在这方面太刚硬。
I confess that I have been too strong in the past in this
我承认我过去为着这些灵魂实在没有真正的爱心。
I did not have the true love and concern for these unsaved souls.
圣灵让人认识自己。
And the work of the Holy Spirit leads us into self-understanding.
为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
For sin, for guilt, for judgment.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵来做三个工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所有圣灵的工作不离开这三样前提。
And all the other manifestations of the work cannot be separated from these three general principles.
我们渴慕圣灵充满浇灌我们。
Yes, sometimes we long for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们要天天求圣灵浇灌充满我们。
And we should seek for this daily.
但是圣灵浇灌充满的结果是什么？
But what is the consequence of his infilling?
荣耀耶稣基督。
That Jesus be glorified.
进入一切的真理。
That we enter into truth.
使我们过更圣洁的生活。
That we lead a more holy life.
使我们努力地去传扬福音。
So that we are more zealous for the gospel.
今天我们说我们被圣灵充满。
Today when we say I have been filled by the Spirit.
如果我们不能高举耶稣基督。
If we cannot uplift Jesus.
如果我们不肯多读神的话。
If through that process we do not love the word of God more,
如果我们不用行动和生活去传扬主的福音，
if we do not use our lives and our testimonies to lead more people to Christ,
弟兄姊妹原谅我，本着圣经所说，恐怕我们不是在圣灵的里面。
Then forgive me for saying this, then I have doubts on whether you are truly filled by the Spirit according to the word of God.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.